Welcome aboard, elevator enthusiasts and curious minds alike. You're tuned in to the Going Up Podcast, the ultimate destination for all things elevators. I'm your host, Zara Shea Julay, and I am joined by the dynamic duo of elevator aficionados, Bobby Haskett and Josh Anderson. Get ready for a joyous journey into the vertical world, where we'll be lifting the lid on elevator stories, chatting with industry experts, and exploring the cutting-edge innovations that keep us all moving on up. This is the Going Up Podcast, your weekly pass to the heights of elevator excitement. Hey guys, and welcome to the Going Up Podcast. I'm so excited to have you here for our very first podcast. I'm your host, Zara Shea Julay, and I am joined here with my friends Josh and Bobby. And we're going to share with you how it all got started, what's going on, why we're doing what we're doing. We're going to share all of that here today, right now. Before we get into that, let's do some introductions. Let's talk about why we're here. Josh, talk to me about who you are and why you deserve to be here.
Thank you, Zara, for that very kind introduction. My name is Josh Anderson. I am the president and co-founder of Fabicab, and I'm really excited to be doing this podcast. I feel like we'll warm up to each other, but the three of us actually do have a really great time together, and we have had quite the journey developing and building Fabicab and being welcomed into an industry that none of us knew anything about. So I'm excited to kind of share with people what that was like and also get to know some things about other people in the industry, as we'll have guests throughout different businesses and industries here on the podcast.
Awesome. Thank you, Josh. I'm happy to have you here. Bobby, tell me a little bit about you.
Hey, Zara, I'm just shaking and baking and making it happen. It's Bobby Haskett here, Director of Sales and co-founder of Fabicab. I have the pleasure of leading our sales team and the customer interactions, and really love it. Really looking forward to this podcast and what we can offer the elevator industry, and hopefully throw some entertainment in there every now and then.
We can only hope. We find ourselves entertaining, so I hope
that'll probably be the majority of it.
I hope other people find us a little entertaining. So let's kind of dive into, you know, this is something we decided to do in 2023. We decided we wanted to do this in 2024. An elevator podcast doesn't sound like the most thrilling podcast necessarily, but there are tons of people in our industry, and we just feel like there's a market for people who want to hear more about this stuff. And we're going to talk about elevator stuff, but we're also going to talk about things outside of elevator things. There's going to be lots of topics that'll cover the whole gamut of business in general. So if you're not in the elevator world, don't feel like you're on the out. This podcast isn't for you. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things. Josh, Bobby, I'll kind of toss it to one of you guys. Talk a little bit about why you guys really decided, hey, we really want to do this in 2024. We want to make this a priority.
I think for me, I can speak for what I was hoping to accomplish was just that. I think there is such a common theme throughout people who are in this industry starting businesses or taking over businesses that were existing, and understanding how we affect people's daily lives. I mean, I think there's a statistic that people travel more on elevators than any other mode of transportation on a daily basis. That's crazy to think about. And it's an industry that when you tell people, hey, what do you do for a living? Elevator interiors. You're like, wow, I never knew people really worked on elevators. Like, there's just this whole gap of what people know to be true about elevators and how they actually get worked on and who services them and who creates the products that go with inside of them. But also just running a business, and how do you balance family with business, and not even running the business, but like you're just working in the business. What's that look like? And so I love the platform to be able to talk to people and say, you're not alone. We had a lot of really cool people already established in the industry that kind of took us under their wing and coached us. And so I'm not saying we're necessarily going to coach people, but we can kind of share some of the things that we experienced to maybe help people who might be struggling with the same thing. So that's kind of what my interest level is.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the one thing I can assure you, Josh, that we definitely can do is we've got a long laundry list of telling people on what not to do when starting an elevator business in the elevator space.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, I really look forward myself into, if nothing else, just being able to maybe inspire some people. You know, there were many, many times throughout our beginnings that it was rough, man, living on the road for weeks on end. Setting, questioning yourself, doubting yourself. And I think what I hope everybody gets out of this podcast, not just with this session, but multiple sessions to come, is, you know, one thing you're going to really like about our group is we just come at you with realism. We're not going to fake to be somebody we're not. We're going to share our heartaches with you, tell you about it.
For sure. Yeah. And just kind of going off of that, because I think that leads into what are our goals with this podcast? You know, like I said, we're covering such a gamut of topics. So what do you hope it when people tune in, what's something that you're hoping people will kind of, not anything specific, but what's something you hope people kind of look forward to each week? Bobby, I know you talked about there's a podcast that you listen to, and it's not necessarily that the specific topic is the thing that you're looking forward to, but there's something within that that you look forward to every single week. So what's something you hope people look forward to with ours going up?
Yeah, so for me personally, I hope that others will use it as a tool as I do with some of the podcasts I currently listen to. Even if you just take a little nugget out of a 40-minute long podcast that can help you continue to move on. And I think what you're going to get here on our podcast is a lot of realism. It's just spoken from the heart. And whether, you know, we're not too embarrassed to share our failures, you know, along with some of the tools we use to bring us somewhat of success as well.
For sure. Josh, do you have anything to add to that?
For those that are listening and not watching, I'm much younger.
So a lot more hair too. A lot more hair.
Even though I'm younger than Bobby, one of the things that, in all seriousness, like, we have someone who solicits feedback on a consistent basis, right? And the one thing that we hear more than anything is that people love working with Fabicab. Like, outside of just what we provide them from a product standpoint and being in the elevator industry, they're like, we had so much fun with Zara. We had so much fun with so-and-so. And being the one who gets to lead this crazy group of people, I kind of look at everybody as like this proud papa. It's like, oh my gosh, like, I love that we are defining the industry by the people that we have on our team. And so for me, this podcast allows us an opportunity to share. I get to share my favorite people with the world. You know what I mean? And we're going to have a lot of our staff on here as guests, and we get to know them a little bit. But honestly, I just hope people have fun listening to us and can see a little bit of themselves. And, you know, I loved watching The Office when it was popular years ago. And every single company has those people who you're like, oh, that's a Dwight or that's a whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. And so we have them too. And I'm excited to share that with people because I think through the humor of what we'll be talking about, they can be like, oh, I can identify with that, or I can get a little bit of a nugget of truth from that. So to me, I'm just excited to share my favorite people with the world.
Got it. Okay. Josh, if this was an episode of The Office, who would you be in it?
Who would I be?
Yeah, absolutely. I have an answer. I just needed to know.
Oh. No, I want you to answer.
Clearly, you're a Michael. You're either a Michael Scott or probably a Michael Scott. Michael Scott, but he's endearing.
Yeah.
He's lovely.
Well, that just came off the heels. Is he? Yeah, we just came off the heels of us having our monthly corporate meeting, so I had to stand up and like pretend to say something.
And you also have a mug that says what doesn't it say like number one boss or best boss. What does it say? What is it from The Office? You have it. It's legit. See, world's best boss. That's world's what it boss. Is. Yes. Yeah,
that's right.
We all know what who Bobby is. Right. Bobby is definitely Creed, probably. He's definitely, he's Creed. He, Bobby is, if, for those listening, you need to know if Creed.
He doesn't even know, I know who it is.
For those listening, if Creed and and Dwight had a baby, that would be Bobby Haskett. I just need you to know, I just need you to know that. I'm not even going to ask.
Well, I'd like Bobby, to, just take the compliment. Yeah.
Hey,
just take I the just, compliment.
I need to let the audience know this. I don't even watch The Office, nor know any of the characters on there. So that could be my age, Josh, as you say. But I don't watch a lot of TV. But it sounds like that those guys combined probably is who I am. I'm going to take their word for it. So
it is. Unstoppable. Okay. I'm not even going to ask who you think I am because, Josh, I know you're going to be insulting. what I just realized just came to mind. I never actually introduced myself, so I'm just some weirdo here on this on this podcast that you guys have let in and have have given a mic to. That's a poor choice. So really quickly, my name is Zara Shejule, as I said, and so I am a salesperson for Fabicab, and I have been a part of Fabicab close to since the beginning. 1 year after they started, I joined. Josh took me to an Applebee's restaurant, only the best, and he said, "Hey, I'm starting this company." Josh and I have been friends for about 15 years now. God, you are old. I just realized that. So Josh and I have been friends for about 15 years. He took me to an Applebee's and said, "Hey, I'm starting this company and I want you to be a part of it." And I said, "Sure, why not?" And that's how we're here today. I feel like this, our whole story really has been a lot of, "Sure, why not? I like you. Let's work together." So that's why I'm here. That's who I am. All right. Now, talking about our stories and how we all kind of came to be in this whole thing. Mine is a little bit different because I came on after the company was founded. And luckily, we have the two co-founders here to be able to talk about how Fabicab itself started. So let's talk a little bit about that. Bobby, I'm going to throw it. I'm going to toss the ball to you to be able to take this away. Give us the backstory. Why are you here? Why are we here?
Well, I'm going to tell you what, it's a little bit of a hot potato. I'm going to let you start with Josh. One thing Zara forgot to mention, she is the sales rep for the Midwestern region. Goes clear down to Texas, all the way up to Minnesota, clear over to Colorado. And to let you know, just because there's going to be confusion with UP, with all of our audience out there listening, it is Zara. It is like Sarah with an S, but it's with a Z. Zara.
She's
if
spicy.
I've heard that explained once, I've heard that explained 600 times.
Well,
is it Zara?
Because most people want to say Zara. They see me, they want to make it extra spicy. And I say, no. Let's do a nice little mix-a-roni. Let's just, Sarah, make it comfortable, but with a Z. Just a little spice. Just a little spice.
Kind of like a lisp, like you got a lisp.
I don't know. Zara. Okay. That might get cut in the end. So before we go any more down that path, Josh, why don't you tell us a little bit about the origin story? How did we come to be here?
What's crazy is we're coming up on 10 years of us developing Fabicab. It'll be this summer when we'll really kind of celebrate that, which is crazy. But to go all the way back to the beginning, there's a lot of things to think about. Okay, so most people don't know, Bobby and I are semi-related. So his brother and my sister are married. So
we grew up in a small town.
That's right. Grew up in a small town. I know his family really well. And we found ourselves working at the same place about 10 years ago. It was a family business. And it came to our attention that there was some room in the elevator industry for an elevator interior company. Honestly, it was Bobby who recognized that there needed to be another business in the elevator interior space. So he came to me. I was doing more of the business marketing side of things. He came to me with this idea, knowing that I was looking for some different avenues to go, and brought elevators to my attention. And I said, absolutely not. Like, I don't know anything about elevators. I actually think I told him no three times before finally he brought
four times.
Some data and put it in. Four times? Okay, four times. Bobby remembers. But put some data in front of me that was like, okay, wow, I think you might have something here. And so Bobby and I are interested in very different things as far as the business is concerned. He's way more outgoing. He loves people. He could sell ice to an Eskimo. Like, he just is amazing at sales and connecting people with a great product and making them feel like they are the number one biggest superstar in the entire world. That's him right there. That's
what he does with customers on the daily.
Yeah. So he is amazing at that. I am more of, I love the act of business. I love seeing something grow. I love marketing. I love watching and creating something out of nothing. Like, that is what is so fun to me. So without knowing at the time, we kind of made a really great team to launch a company. And my dad was running the company we both worked at that time. And so we went to him with this crazy idea, and he's like, great. He's like, I think you guys should just start your own thing. It sounds like you got something amazing going here. Gave us his blessing and said, have fun, boys. Like, that's pretty much what it came down to. And so Bobby and I jumped out of what we were currently doing, and we were on unemployment for a few months as we started it. And we just started grinding. And Bobby can tell you a story of what I did on our very first day.
Yes, very important. So as Josh said, we're as different as night and day from each other, okay? Although we love each other very, very much. And we spend all the holidays and everything. As Josh said, we're, you know, related. both of our siblings are married to each other. But one thing I will tell you is we definitely are night and day. So my number one thing, as soon as we said, let's pool our money, let's put it in, let's do this, my number one concern is I got to get out and get to talking to customers. I got to speak with customers. I got to go. I walk in Josh's office, and keep in mind, at this point, we're working off plastic tables and a plastic chair. I mean, it wasn't even, quote, an office, if you will. And I walk into his office, and I go, hey, man, what are you doing? I'm thinking he's researching customers to call. God is my witness. He is actually creating an employee handbook for Fabicab. And I said, son, why in the world are you doing that? We don't even know if we're going to even make this. And he's like, look, man, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it. And we're going to be big one day where we're going to have an employee handbook. So I want to go ahead and get that done. He's coming in asking me my opinion on the amount of vacation that we need to give people. And we don't even have any employees.
You're being so dramatic about it. It's not as intense as that. I was creating like project scope. Who are the people? Who are the stakeholders in our business? Like, I was mapping out a business. Part of that was some processes and procedures, but I wasn't looking at 401ks at that time.
We need to look back at that OG.
That's where
map.
Our heads were. We were a complete. Listen, shoot. I'm in my files right now digging through to try to find.
I love that.
I was going to try to find it and show you what the logo was going to look like.
This was.
But we decided against
it. It was going to be great. Yeah. It was going to be.
It looked like Miami Vice. 1985.
It's a brand.
As soon as I find it, I'm going to. It is
a brand. Cool story about our logo.
So anyways, that's where. Say what? Oh, yeah. So the logo was super cool. I'm sorry, I interrupted you, Bobby.
No, go right ahead.
So the first thing that we did really was we kind of went to our corners and started working on the things that we really knew that we needed to do to start a business. But one of the things that was very apparent to us that was missing in the industry was the ability to get an elevator interior quickly and get a quote quickly. And so the idea of having to come up with a web platform that people could get instantaneous pricing was something that we knew we needed to do, and we had no idea how to get there. So we went to a marketing firm. We found, I think I Googled it or something, and I found on Google reviews this highly rated marketing firm. And the guy that's producing this podcast was actually the fella that I met with. His name is Andy Heiser, and he worked for the web development company at that time. And we went to him with this idea, like, hey, we want to essentially what you experience when you build a car online, like you can pick the models and the different accessories, and then you come up with this like price at the end. We want to do the same thing for elevator interiors. And, you know, at first I think he looked at us, he's like, you know, that's like $100,000. Like that's going to be ridiculously. And I think we maybe had $5,000 at the time.
Yeah.
We're like, well, that's not an option.
And if you can't do that, you said we're about 95,000 short.
That's right. Yeah. That we're just a little short. Please don't kick us out of your office, sir. You know, this guy had a fish on the corner of his desk.
Like a live fish?
I don't know what else to say about it, but anyway, it was a live fish.
Okay, fancy. It was like a beta. Andy has a kind of energy that would have like a beta on the edge of his desk to like intimidate you.
I think it was a guppy. I think it was a guppy he got out of the creek. But so anyway, we started meeting, I think, like twice a week with him as we started to develop this thing. And what really launched Fabicab into the industry, this very antiquated, this industry that really hadn't been touched for years, all of a sudden we enter the space with this really cool online tool that gave you instant pricing. And if nothing else, it was just a really sexy thing to like take to people and be like, look what we can do. And I honestly attribute our cab builder, which is what we ended up calling that. I attribute the cab builder to why Fabicab was even able to enter the elevator space, because there were already people doing what we do, but no one was doing that. Nobody was willing to put it on the line and say, listen, you enter and in 5 minutes you can have a quote for an elevator interior. And so we were the new technologically advanced new kids on the block, and it was great. We rode that wave for a little bit until everybody with a lot more money started to do the exact same thing. And then that kind of went by the wayside. And, you know, the cab builder has had a few different iterations and it'll hopefully come back at some point. But I do attribute the cab builder to what helped us launch into the industry. So that's kind of how we got going. You know, when people ask, it's like, we just fell into it. It wasn't really premeditated in any way other than Bobby had this idea and I fell victim to his salesmanship. And I was like, sure, let's try it. And
as a matter of fact, Fabicab was going to be,
that's how we got going.
Gonna be an entirely different company. Remember at the beginning, what were you going to do?
We were going to sell coffee tables.
Furniture. Yeah,
coffee tables. Yeah, it wasn't going to be called. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Hey, so if you ever visit us, for any of our visitors, if you ever visit our home office in Indiana, our coffee table in our lobby is the very first coffee table that Bobby and I were going to try to market. So,
which is a wicked, it is a wicked cool point, really, coffee.
It's kind
table.
Of a fun yeah, part of the story.
It's wicked cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool.
But we figured out really quickly after doing the math, doing a coffee table and selling it for $2,000. There's no money to keep our families fed, so we had to think of some other things. One thing I'll tell you that I want to add to that with Josh that I think that I want to give a shout out to right now that's very important, because there's some instrumental people that I that I won't forget that gave me the time that I could speak with them. You know, in that 6 months that I'm selling Josh and on doing this idea, I had to get some data. So literally, man, for 6 months, three times a week, I'd go out to lunch and I would meet with a elevator mechanic for one lunch. I would meet with a superintendent for another one and a salesman for the third lunch per week. Now, we're on a very limited budget, so I was always like, I'm feeling like a burger today, like a cheeseburger. What about you guys?
Feeling some McDonald's fries today.
Yeah.
That's bull. You went to Hooters every time.
I don't think
it was always supposed
to be outed here.
It was always Hooters.
Yeah. Well, for the record, I like the decor. Okay.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that. I like
no.
That's what it is.
The
that
sport.
Is.
I do want to tell you, we learned an absolute ton in those meetings. And what I thought was a really cool approach is we just sat down and I said, hey, tell me what you don't like about the elevator interiors that you receive now. It was all over the board, and you can all imagine listening to this. Production, which, you know, is on the superintendent side, it was very important for them to know when it's shipping, and am I getting it when you say you're going to get it? Versus the salesman, all they care about is this my final price versus –
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
The mechanic, how's it packing?
I would also.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I think that's cool. Look what I found.
Oh, it looks like a Broadway show.
Do you love
Fabricab? That needs some jazz hands.
That's right. So I've got that. I'm gonna frame it, share it with everybody. But hey, as far as the story, one thing that I would be remiss without saying too is when Bobby came to me, there was more than just this idea, right? Like I said, we were working in the family business. My dad is a craftsman, a metal craftsman. And for years, he had been developing all of these really cool products and solutions that he saw in his years in the field, just like, you know, seeing different things when he would be on a job site that the elevator people would struggle with. And when I'm talking like really cool products, he literally would have a shelf of all of these ideas that he was going to do nothing with. And so part of, you know, it was Bobby's idea, but it was us going to him saying, hey, all of those really cool things, that patent that you have, like, are you going to do anything with it? Or is it going to sit up there and collect dust? And he's like, oh, like, if you guys want to try something with it, like, sure. I just did it because I thought it was cool to develop something. So without him at the same time, like, it wouldn't be possible. And so it was Bobby's dream and vision of what could be Fabricab. And it was my dad's product knowledge and what he allowed us to kind of take and cultivate and build a business around that allowed us to even get in this industry. So we definitely are aware that we couldn't be where we're at with all the people that Bobby was getting advice from my dad, from just everybody who helped us out. We had two people, our first two employees, who are still with us today, who left jobs not knowing what the heck we were talking about when we said, hey, we're going to try this thing. Melody was, I worked with her at the university before I came here. And Dennis was working with Bobby and I at the family business and came here with no question and just complete faith in what we were doing. And it's been so fun to have them on the ride. So there are so many people that helped get us here that I don't want people to think like Josh and Bobby figured it all out. No, we just took advantage. We were opportunists. Mm. Like, we just took advantage of all of the different opportunities that were around us, and we packaged them together to create Fabricab. So anyway, that is our startup story. I don't know if that's what you were after.
I mean, I'm after the startup story. Something that I think is really important to kind of tie those two things together, Bobby and Josh, what you were talking about, is that Fabricab, since its inception, has always been seeking out what people have needed and what they have wanted, because we found so many companies that were telling people what they wanted, and that just, that wasn't helpful. It wasn't beneficial. It created messes. It created confusion. It created angst, because there would be people were not looking forward to doing cab interiors because of how convoluted the process could be, was a major theme that we saw. So from Bobby and Josh having conversations with the family business to really talk about what everybody was seeing there, and then Bobby meeting with those technicians and talking through and asking questions, which I feel like so many people forget to ask questions. They want to talk, they want to tell, and they want to tell about this product they have. They want to tell about how great it is, instead stopping and asking questions, waiting for the answer. And I think that that's a pivotal reason why Fabicab has been so successful, is because we created something that people actually wanted because we asked them instead of just telling them. So
yeah,
I love that. Yeah. What a beautiful origin story. I'm so glad I get to be a part of it.
We just love to have fun. That is one thing I'll tell you. Yeah. We're very hard workers here, all of us. But when I say we love to have fun, genuinely, I can't wait to get in here. We're always pranking each other, laughing, scaring each other.
I have way too many scare pranks on my phone that I've recorded, actually. Someday we'll just do edit.
That should be our intro.
For our folks out there watching today, little things we do throughout the day that you'll love. I'll give you just a little hint of it right now, real quick.
No,
you'll love this.
I don't know that we'll
live. I'm getting ready to yell at the cab guy and tell him he's got a visitor out front. We love doing this. Give me just a second.
Oh my gosh.
Crow, you got a visitor downstairs.
Yeah, Bobby really loves to wait till. Bobby really loves to wait till somebody is out the door, almost to their car, and then he would open the door and be like, "Brittany, you got a phone call." And only it would be one time that somebody would turn around, come all the way back, and Bobby is giggling like a naughty little 5-year-old kid in a corner. You made that mistake once, you're never coming back. He's lost your trust.
It's fun.
I don't know if you can say that with a yawn, but it is fun. We have a blast.
Sorry.
It's a blast working here. We work with a lot of our friends, which is the best part, because people are like, "What are you doing this weekend? You gonna hang out with friends?"
It's good.
I hung out with them all week.
It's good when it's good.
That's true.
It's not great when it's not great.
You can't really have friend arguments when you work here. That's not an option.
No.
Well, I love the origin story. I love the fact that I get to, as a salesperson, I get to go out and I get to tell that story, and I get to tell, most importantly, I get to talk about the people and how we got to where we are today.
Yeah.
And it's a great story. It's a fantastic story. So that's why we're here. That's what has brought us here to this Going Up podcast. And so let's kind of shift gears a little bit. Let's just talk a little bit about how you guys can get involved. So here on this podcast, like I said, we like to do things that people give us feedback for, people want us to talk about and stuff like that. So if you guys have a topic that you want to talk about, if you have a question that you want to ask and you want it to be featured on the podcast, go ahead and send that. Go ahead and email, I believe it's podcast@fabicab.com. Go ahead and email that to us, and then that way we can take a look at it, and you might even be a lucky person that gets your question featured on the podcast.
And remember, that's Fabicab, FABACAB, because if it goes to Fabicab, our good buddy Bruce up in Washington always forwards us emails that go to him. But we need to be respectful.
He makes
Bruce. Shout out to Bruce.
Shout out to Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
Makes amazing modular cabins. They are gorgeous, actually.
Yes.
Gorgeous. And Bruce has been very kind to us. We have sent Bruce many a shirt over the years to say, "So sorry." Yeah.
But like 10, for 10 years, he just keeps following. Like, I think this was meant for Fabicab, not
luckily it's gone down over the years, but I feel like in my life,
Bruce should be a guest. Bruce should
deserves it. He deserves it.
Yes, he does. He can air all of his, you know, anger towards Fabicab on here.
That's right.
I'm happy to get him a Greyhound ticket on the way out. You know what I mean? I love it.
That's right. Yeah, I feel like my whole life personally, Josh, Bobby, you guys have normal names. I feel like my whole life working at Fabicab has been, my name is Zara Shea Jule. Buckle up. Let me spell it from beginning to end. And then you're going to email me at fabacab, FABACAB.com. I got to spell everything in my life. It's rough. I can't catch a break on this side. So, yeah, it's great, though. It's really great. So if you have a question, if you have a topic you want to talk about, email us at podcast@fabacab.com. And hopefully you'll get featured. Okay, let's roll into our next section. Let's keep her going. Let's talk about something that we're going to be featuring on every single podcast. It is something that is near and dear to one of our hosts' heart. It is something that he has coveted. It gives everyone else anxiety. But our one and only Bobby Haskett loves what he calls tech time. Bobby, why don't you tell us a little bit about what tech time is, why we do it, and what kind of benefits you see from it. As you can see, he's excited.
Well, let me tell you something. I love it because when those people are in the seat, I mean, you'd think it's hotter than a $2 pistol up in there. They're all sweating and stuff because here's what it is. Tech time came naturally organic developed. And I absolutely love it. And here's what I wanted to do. We could sit all day long in training sessions and explain our product. But we needed scenarios for people to call in to what would end up happening is I just figure out a problem. I ask them and I'm acting like I'm an upset tech in the field. And it's putting them under pressure to be able to give me the answer to what's wrong.
Now, note on this, we don't do this to our customers. We do this to our internal team. So if you're a customer out there, know that Bobby is not going to call you and test you on our product. I promise. We're not that mean.
Yeah, that's right.
So they'll literally, we sit in a meeting and I do something like this. I'll do a ding, you know, like the old school phones.
I'm a lot older than Josh.
I remember the, you know, the phones, the old phones, but I act like it. And then I'll peck one of the team members to answer the phone. And I'm going to give them a problem that the panels aren't fitting or whatever. And then they have to ask the right questions to get down to be able to help the customer out. What this has done, even though I've been uncomfortable for a while, and in future podcasts, we will have one of these in every podcast session to be able to give a little insight to our audience. But we've noticed that we've trained them well. And what I mean by that is if you've got a problem, you can call anybody on our sales team or our production department, and they'll figure out what the problem is without you having to really tell them what the problem is. I mean, it's very impressive over the years, but I love it. I tell them my name half the times, Pickle, Tommy,
Spider.
I mean, all kinds
Spider
of things.
Spider
pops
up a lot.
Spider.
Yeah. Spider's on a lot of jobs. Yeah. And he is always the most disgruntled. Yeah. I honestly can say I have not had that many disgruntled technicians call me. But when you have tech time with Bobby, you would think that every technician whose name is Spider, Coyote shows up sometimes, they're always mad. They're madder than a pistol. And they're just like, hey, there's a spider. They always have the same accent every time. I don't know what the deal is, but it's a problem.
Their helper already
went home.
So are we
doing one today?
We're not doing one today.
No,
we're
Josh,
just
calm down. We
no,
are not unless you want to be called on, Josh.
Hey,
we are not doing it.
Hey, no.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to say.
Oh my God, Josh.
Mr. Cocky at the bottom. He wants a tech time, so we're going to go ahead and give it to him.
You did this to yourself.
Dug-a-lug-a-lug-a-ling.
That was a weird ring.
Dug-a-lug-a-lug-a-ling.
Oh. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, this is Tommy Thompson with Otis Elevator out of Massachusetts. Hey, man, my cab's not fitting. I need you to next day air me some new top panels. I'm going to give you the address. Let me know when you're ready. Are you still there, sir?
Hey, Tommy, I have a sales rep that covers that area. Her name is Mandy Mills, and she will do a great job to get you everything that you need. Thank you so much, Tommy. Have a good day.
Beautiful. That is what you can do as the president of a company, just for the record.
Yeah,
okay?
That's true.
But
So I'm just giving people a taste.
Really, being the
president
of the company is just being good at delegating stuff to other people. Josh is really good at he excels. Excels.
Yeah. Thank you.
Excels at that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
AKA fan in the background. So what I will say is looking forward to things in the future is the tech times I think will really be helpful, because one thing that we want to push in here, and for not just this episode but for the upcoming episodes, is we're here to help and to educate the customers while having a good time. And keep in mind, it's not educating the customers just on our product. It's interiors in general. Mm. We understand we're not the perfect fit for every project. We've said that, and my sales team has said that many, many times. Hey, it doesn't look like we're the best product for this one. I recommend ABC. But what we want to do and what's most important to us is to be able to educate you all on being able to identify the problem and be able to fix it while you're on site, or whether that's, you know, in designing the cab with your customers. So keep that in mind. It's not just a Fabicab thing. It's an elevator industry thing. And we're going to, as Josh and Zara both said, you know, in the future, we're going to be having some special guests in, whether that's from a lighting company, different products that go inside the elevator, just to be able to do some general education. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it too, as long as I'm not the one getting called. Spider is not calling me. As long as we're calling other people, I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Well, I think that wraps up our whole origin story, why we are doing what we're doing, the podcast itself. Now's the time, guys. We're going to give a little bit of space at the end of each episode for you to defend yourself on any thing said that you feel like was unfair, was incorrect. Bobby, you may want to correct my statement that Josh has more hair than you. For those listening, they don't know. If you want to correct that, you have the opportunity to. Okay? So this is...
I'm not going to correct that. What I am going to correct is a 5-year age difference between me and Josh is not a lot older.
Five. Okay. Yeah. Let's go with that.
Wow. We might be doing a lot of correcting on this show throughout the whole thing. Okay. Yeah. You know, give or take. All right. Anybody?
Check your sources, check your sources.
That's not, don't look on Wiki for that. All right. Any other corrections? Any other defenses that we have here? I got nothing. I'm in the clear. Beautiful. I love it.
I didn't know. Who do we have that works for us named Wiki?
Winky?
Yeah.
It means Wikipedia.
Oh.
When you reference.
God. Okay, Bobby, you can't say that you're 5 years older than Josh and then say, who works for us named Wiki? I don't know Wiki. You can't do that.
Okay.
But we'll work on it. I'll come down to your office and show you a bit.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. If you come down here, you're getting a knuckle sandwich. Okay? I'm letting you know that right off the bat. So, but I will give the listeners one hint.
Yeah.
When I graduated high school, we didn't have the internet yet. That's all I'm going to say.
I feel like this is going to be the mystery thread throughout the podcast. Everybody's going to be trying to decide how old you are based on the hints that you give, the things that you say. And we're going to have to give some sort of prize away to the person who actually like sends us a message to say how old. And if they're right, we got to figure out something. We're going to give you some fab swag. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great. Awesome. Great. Well, thank you guys for joining us for this intro episode of the Going Up podcast with Fabicab. We are so excited that you decided to join us today, and we can't wait to see you on the next one. See you later, guys. Bye.
Shake and bake.
That concludes another fabulous ride on the Going Up podcast. We hope you enjoyed the elevator tales, expert insights, and the unique camaraderie that makes our show a standout in the podcast world. If you've got your own elevator stories to share or questions about the vertical world, don't hesitate to reach out to us at podcast@fabicab.com. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Until next week, keep reaching for new heights, stay uplifted, and remember, when life takes you down, there's always an elevator to bring you back up. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next floor.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.